bottom of the Kaf Kashmir base. Gufa. Omer of Yehuda Marav. Kshos, that's hops, the chaziz, is green grain, ma'arvin bohem. Mavorchim aleim bori pri adam. Kshos bekama. How many hops do you need? That's called mazon shtei sudos, the amount for two meals. Kida Omer of Yechiel kimola yad, a whole handful. And the idea is, it's not what you eat from that thing two meals, but how much you eat of that at two meals. In other words, if that's not the ikker meal, so you don't need as much to make two full meals of that thing. If it's ketchup, how much ketchup do you eat with two meals? So you don't need to eat two meals of ketchup. You need to, the amount of ketchup that you would normally eat with two meals, that's the shear for an Erev. Same thing over here. The amount of hops that you would eat with two meals, that's the amount. That's a handful of it. Hachanami kamala yad. Chazis bekama. How much green grain? Omarava bar tuvia bar yitzchok omarav kamala ozilta de ikri. Like a bunch that farmers make it into bunches, one bunch. Omarav chilkia bar tuvia ma'arvin bekalya. Rashi. Koshos bekama havili mozen beisudos. Diamrin lekamon mozen shtei sudos la'iruv. The amount of an eruv, you need two amounts for two meals. Ozilta, ogdos yerek shikorchin haikorim, agudos yerek shikorchin haikorim, bunches of vegetables that they tithe. They had a generic amount. Kalya, kelech shal esa, v'koshe ke'et. Rashi says, kalya is a stalk of some kind of grass or vegetable, but it's hard as a rock. So the Gemara says, the kalya solkadaitech, the kalya is a piece of wood. That's not food. El biyarka de kalya, the greens, the leaves of the kalya are edible. Kama, om rabbi chiyo kamole hayad, a handful of them. Rabir mi anofik v'kraisa bo mine, mal la'ari bepulin lachim. So Rabir mi went out into the country, and they asked him, can you make an eruv with soft beans. Lahavi biyode. He didn't have an answer. Ki osel ave medrisha amrulei hachi amrav yanai ma'arvin bepulim lachim. You can make an eruv with soft beans. The kama amrav yechiel kamalei yad. A handful of them. Amrav amenuna ma'arvin betardin chayin. You can make an eruv using tardin chayin. Tardin is beets. Or say the beets. Where it says, Ein yivom rachiz de silke chaya kotel gavra chaya. Right? It says if you eat raw beets, they kill a living person. In other words, beets are very dangerous, very harmful. And it could be gavra chaya. Just like, one way of learning is just a humorous kind of thing. That chaya can mean raw, and chaya can mean healthy, not just alive. Alive. So raw beets kill living people. Even a living person will be killed by raw beet. But chaya can also mean healthy. Even a healthy person. He's not a sick person, he's still going to be killed by the beets. Rashi, Lekraisa, Kforim Liros Bitvuasri. He went out into the country to look at his tvua, and the people there, the farmers, asked him this question. Hahuva Bosha Velo Bosha. Right, that's when it's kotel gavra, Rashi says, when it's dangerous, is where it's not fully cooked. But if it's fully cooked, then it's healthy and you can make an eruv with it. But if it's not fully cooked, people don't eat it, because it's harmful. Ika di amri, some learn it like this, omra v'hamanuna, ein ma'arvin betardin chayin. You can't make an eruv with raw beets, because they're harmful. The omra v'chiz, the silka chaya, kotel gavra chaya. Raw beets kill living people. I see people eat beets and they don't die. Hasan babashal basha. When was it harmful? When it's not fully cooked. Omrav chizda. Tavshul shol tardin yof lalev. If you have a dish that's cooked with beets and it's fully cooked, then it's good for the heart, the tov leinayim, it's good for the eyes, the choshken of nemeyamish, and it's extra good for the stomach, for the intestines. Omra baya v'hudu yosev abeitofi v'ovid toch toch. That's when you leave it on the stove until it really cooks well and it makes a sound toch toch as it's boiling. Rashi. Ika di amri omar av hamanuna v'ha chazinon da inshi da ochli v'lo mayis hasu v'vashul v'vashul. Kika omar av hamanuna ein ma'arvin b'vashul v'vashul. When did hamanuna say you can't make an eruv because people don't eat it when it's not fully cooked? Abei tofi b'kira makom shvisa sakdera. On top of the stove, that's where you let it cook. V'ovid toch toshim v'vushul yofav and stopik kulo achini muach. It gets really, really cooked well until it disintegrates, gets all mushy. When it boils, it makes a noise that sounds like toch toch. Omar Rava, Hareini k'den Azai b'shuke Tveria. Rava said, today I feel like Ben Azai, who used to stand in Shuke Tveria and say that anybody has any questions, I'll answer them. So I feel today like I can answer any question. Omar Leah, Humer Rabon and L'Rava, Tapuchim b'kama. How many apples do you need for an Eruv? Omar Leh, v'chim ha'arvin b'tapuchin? Can you make an Eruv with tapuchin? Right, so what was the havamin at least that you can? For it's harein k'den azeh b'shukei tveria, yoma b'dicha havelei l'rava. He had a day that he felt really happy. V'omar lul ha'tamid al hashta tzili daitai, I'm so happy, my mind is so clear. V'hareini mezumen l'hoshe b'charifas l'chomishi shaleinu k'den azeh she'adorish b'shukei tveria. Right, I can answer any question today, just like Ben Azai, who was Lohaya B'yom of Okir Horin Kamoso. There was no one like Ben Azai in his time who was so sharp. So today I feel real sharp. I can answer anybody, anything they ask in a sharp way. Lohaya Omer Kol Chachmei Yisrael Afonek Eklipas Hashum Chutz Min HaKerei HaZeh. And Ben Azai used to say that all the Chachomim are like the skin of a garlic. They're nothing compared to me, except for Rabbi Akiva, Akirei HaZeh. This bald guy, he's something. Okay, so why did he say he can't make an eruv with tapuchim? So some say that he really didn't mean that. He just wanted to be mechade the talmidim. Of course, you make an eruv with apples. Others say that it's talking about a strain of apples, not like the apples we have, that are only edible with great difficulty. Or they're a kind of apple that grows in the midbar that wasn't edible. What else? A few other possibilities. Okay, whatever. But in any case, it could be either he didn't really mean it. He just said to them, can you really make an Eruv with apples? And he wanted them to counter and say, of course you can, or whatever, and to bring him proof. And others, the taka, that the apples he was referring to were apples that weren't really edible. The lov, asnan, kola ochlim, it started from v'solos ha'gdiya, b'chatsi pras, u'v'mozun shtei sudos le'eruv, u'kebeya le'tami tumas ochlim. Right? L'chora, we have a Mishnah that says that anything that's a food, that's edible, you can make an Eruv with. All foods are mitzdarif, l'solos ha'gviya v'chatsi pras. If you eat food that's tamei, even though min ha'torah, you don't become tamei, but it makes you tamei, l'solos ha'gviya midrabana. If you eat a chatsi pras, that's enough for one meal, uv'mozun shtei sudos le'eruv, and the food that's two sudos is what you need for an eruv, u'kebeya l'tamei tumas ochlin. If it's kebeya, then it's metamei tumas ochlin. Some learn that it's mekabel tuma with a kebeya, and less than that not. And others learn that it's mekabel tumah even with a kol shehu, but it can't be metamei other things unless it has a beya. Right? So you see that anything's a food. So apples are also a food. Rashi, litzla sagvia im ochel ochlin tmeim. If you ate food that's tamei, afal pisha ein ochel metamei adam b'maga. Food can never be metamei a human being by touching it. I ochel minayu chatsi pras dahainu shnei beitzim nifsul milecho betrum. If you ate two beitzim of tamei food, then makes you a tamei midrabanan, and you're not allowed to eat truma. Kedishnam betirkin lekamon, right? And the chatsi chetzi litzol esagvia, right? A quarter of the shear of a chilus pras, right, is what passes the gvia. Chetzi hainu pras, chetzi is a chilus pras, lashon prusa, v'chatzi chetzi hani chatzi pras. And achilas pras is the amount of two meals. This is the amount of one meal. Elam mishu. Okay, so what's the raya? Right? It says kol mighty yufta. Ilay mishum de tani kol ha'ochlin The honey b'nei achila ninu. These apples are edible, right? At least al yedei hatzchak. The homer of Yochanan ain't lemeidim min haklal, so I feel mokish never of a chutz. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't learn from the klal. There's no klalim. Even if it says chutz, you don't learn from a klal. There are exceptions. Maybe the apples are exceptions. Elam yishum diktoni u'mozen shtei sudas le'eruv. U'kedei alatami tumosochlin. It compares whatever you can use for an eruv, a kebeya of it is matami tumosochlin. V'hani nami b'nei tmuya tumosochlin. This surely, apples are surely matami tumosochlin. Right? Because at least, we said, tumas ochlin, you don't have to be readily edible. Even if you can fix them up. The apples are hard, whatever, but they can be cooked and made edible. So if they're good, if they're matami tumas ochlin, and it says anything that's matami tumas ochlin is also, what's it called, you can use for an eruv, so the apples can be used for an eruv. Now again, it's not everything, it's only those things that are readily edible, and the apples are also readily edible. The things that have to be fixed up, they're matami tumas ochlin, but they're not. You can't use them in Eruv, because the Eruv has to be edible on the spot when Shabbos comes in. So unless you can use apples also. Also, it could be because they didn't use apples for a meal. They only used them for dessert. So that was the Havamina. So it has to be something that you eat with the meal. This is only eaten as a dessert.
We had dates before.
What? Dates they used to eat as a staple, as like a vegetable. Other of it, dates themselves they used to eat as a meal. Dates are what's it called? Nazin, the Gemara says in Brachos. Elevishu the Tani Erev, Dumi the Tumas Ochlin. De Mashma, Kol Shehu Mitami, Tumas Ochlin, Yeshbo Mazen Shte Sudos. Chazi Le Erev, the Tapuchim, Benet Muyeninu. Apples surely a Makabal Tumba. The Kama, so how many apples do you need? Amrav Nachman, Tapuchim, the Kav. You need a Kav of them. What's it called? Nesve. So Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Uchla Tavlin, right? How much Tavlin do you need for an Erev? An Uchla. An Uchla is an eighth, Rashi says, of a liter. And a liter is a lug. So it's an eighth of a lug, is how much you need. Let's see, Reb Shimon Elazar, Meister Oni, Shemachal Kol Aniyim Harbe Al Agorin Koi. Reb Shimon Elazar is talking directly about Meister Oni. You have to give Meister Oni at the threshing floor. The Aniyim used to come. And he used to give them from what's Meiser Ani. The Komer ain't Pochsin Lo Ani, Begorin Mehai Shir. You don't give him less than for these things, this amount. You should give it to the Levi, Ger, Yosel Amana, that's Meiser Ani. It's not called giving less than this amount. So for Tavlin, you have to give him an eighth of a look. Yere, what's it called? Uchla. Uchla tavlin, the litra yerek, and one lug of yerek, gozim, 10 nuts, the chamisha farsikin, and 5 peaches, ushne rimonim, and 2 pomegranates, the esrogechla. This is the amount that's considered a choshev in the sina. The omar gursak bardori, mishmeder abanashe bar shuguvli. So this person, Gursik Bardori, said in the name of Menashe Bar Sheguvli, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, the Chen Le'erev, the same thing goes by an Erev. How much is considered two Seudos of these things are the exact same amount. The same amount that you can give for Meiser Ani, the minimum, is the minimum you can use of these things for an Erev. So Mar says, if that's the case, then why by apples do you need a whole Kav, right? 5 should be enough, just like peaches. The honey nami lahavi kafarsikin. So let it be enough. You only need 5. Where it says honey chashiv, honey chashiv. No, peaches are chashiv. You don't eat more than 5 of them with 2 meals. But tapuchim are not chashiv. So they eat much more of tapuchim with what's it called with 2 meals. So you need more of them. Rashi, uchla shmini shebelitra velitra hu lok. The amount that's called nesina chashuva is the amount that you eat with 2 meals. You only need 5, look like peaches. Why do you need a whole kav? Chashivi, right? You don't need the amount to eat of that thing itself, 2 meals. You need, if it's something that comes along with the bread, how much you normally eat in 2 meals of bread of that. Like we said, ketchup. You don't have to have enough ketchup to eat 2 meals of ketchup. So people don't eat ketchup for their main meal. They dip things in ketchup. So you need enough ketchup to eat two meals of meat, bread, whatever, with the ketchup. Almalab mamish sudos lahavi kula sudos me'almina. You don't need enough of that min to eat a whole meal just of that min. Ella kol midei lefum chashivuse. Whatever, how important it is, how much you eat with a meal, that's how much of that thing you need, two meals worth. Im lifton sha'adam rogel lelafis bo sapas. If it's something that's eaten together with the bread, shiro kedei lafis bo sapas l'shtei sudos. How much you need of that thing to accompany the bread for two meals. Im dover harogel lovel bikinuach suda. And something for dessert. How much of the dessert do you eat with two meals? Okay. Omer Rav Yosef, Shorele Mori L'Rav Menashe Bar Shigubli, right? So Rav Yosef said that the Rav Nachman should forgive Rav Menashe Bar Shigubli for making a mistake. I taught this Rav Menashe this halacha, the Chein Le'eruv, on a Mishnah. Who Amra Bryson? He said it on the Bryson. He didn't say it on the Mishnah. He made a mistake. He quoted what I said in the name of Rav, the Chein Le'eruv. He quoted that on a Bryson when I told it to him on a Mishnah. This man, what did I teach it to him on? That the same halach applies to Eruv. Ein posin la'ani begorin, right? On the Mishnah that says, Ein posin la'ani begorin, that you can't give to an ani who comes to collect at the threshing floor. His meiser ani, you can't give him less mechatzi kav chitim the kav saorim. You don't give him less than a half a kav of chitim. That's the kav and a kav of saorim. Reb Meir Omer chatzi kav saorim the kav the chatzi kusmin. Reb Meir says a half a kav of saorim is enough, and a kav and a half of kusmin. The kav grogros and one kav of dried figs. O mana dvela, or a mana of ripe figs. Rabbi Akiva Omer Pras. Rabbi Akiva says a pras, which is a one meal's worth. Bechatzi log yayin, and a half a log of wine. Rabbi Akiva Omer Revius. And Rabbi Akiva says a Revius halog, not the chatzi log. U Revius shemen, and a Revius of shemen. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shminis. Rabbi Akiva says you only need half of that, a Shminis of shemen. The shar kol haperos om rabashol kadei shiim karein v'yikach bohem mozen shtei sudos. And all other fruit is how much you would, if you sell them, you could buy two full meals of bread with the proceeds. V'omar rav v'chein le'eruv. This is what I taught him. And this, Rav said, the same thing goes with the eruv. Okay? So Mar says, l'chor, it's the same thing. The shiurim, and we're saying that the shiurim of Meiser Ani is the same shiur as Eruv. So what's the problem if he said it on the Braisa, where it said Shurim from Israni, or he said it on the Mishnah? Umay Ulma Dahai Mehach, what's the difference? Ile Mishim the Kotoni Bahach Tavlin, the Tavlin Labane Achila Ninu, because by the Braisa it says Tavlin. And Tavlin you can't eat. It's not edible, Tavlin. Tavlin just, what's it called, spices up other things. Can't eat them themselves. Atu Hachami Lotoni Chitim Usorim. You don't eat wheat and barley either, raw. So that also can't be the chein le'eruv on that, if it's going on the other ones. Same thing over here. Ela mishum diktoni chatzi log yayin. Right? Since it says in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, chatzi log yayin, right? The shir of Meiser Ani for wine is half a loaf. The omar rab ma'arvin b'shtei revio shal yayin. Right? And Rab says you need two revias of yayin, midabain and kulei haish mami noa ki omar rav vechein la'eru vahomes nisan komer. Since you need so much, Rav said vechein la'eru. Here's was the chiddush that you need a tremendous amount of wine, two revias of wine. Shmami noa. So that's why it was better to say it on the Mishnah. It's a bigger chiddush than saying it on the Brais. Rashi, shari le'mori yimchalo adonu adover zel Rav Menashe. The Rav Menashe should forgive Rav Menashe for making a mistake. The Anna Amrisa Nihale, Lahada Amar Rav, the Chain La'eruv, and Masnisin, Kin Mefarish Vazel, the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to bring down. Vahu Agmri Lagursik Bardori Abraisan, he taught Gursik Bardori that Rav said this, the Chain La'eruv, on the Braisa. Ein Pochsin La'oni Begorim, Mimaisar Oni, Mieshlo Harbe Lechalik, he has a lot of Maisar Oni to give out, Ubo Aniim Harbe, a lot of Aniim came, Vahu Mechalik Lechol Echad, and he's giving it out to a lot of people. al yifchos, he shouldn't give any one of them less mishir zeh than a sinah bo'inah. Because like we said before, you need a nesinah, the nosata. It has to be something that's choshev, otherwise it's not called a nesinah. V'hosam tani, hoyelo dover muet, nosunut nehem, vehem mechalkim beinehem. Right? If he has only a little bit, he doesn't have enough, so he doesn't give it to any specific person, he puts it in front of them, and they've divided themselves. But if you're giving it, you have to give them something choshev. Mechatzi kav chitim, vim saorim kav, vim kushmin kav v'chetzim. Right? If it's chitim, then it's a chatzi kav. If it's saorim, it's a whole kav. If it's kushmin, it's a kav and a half. Devela la'achash and nidrosim be'igol karli devela, v'shuv eno mocher b'midala v'mishko. Once you make these round fig cakes, then you don't sell it anymore by number, you sell it by weight. That's why it says a mona. Pras is a chatzi mona. My ume the high mehach, the ikbid Rav Yosef a Rav Menashe. Why was Rav Yosef machbid that he changed it and set it on the brice instead of the Mishnah? What difference does it make? Basically the same thing. That whatever the shiurim are for Maiser Ani is the same shiur for what's it called for Eruv. The Omra brice, the Maida Ayri Masnisan lo Ayri brice. Well, those sussans, no stira. It's not that he said something wrong. Honey shiurai bahachi, honey shiurai bahachi. It's the same thing. Ultimately, in the end, Rav said, whatever the shear is for Maiser Ani is the same exact shear for Eruv. So what's the problem that he said it on the Brice and on the mission? La b'nei achila, niru sfir le Rav Yosef, te'ein ma'arvin bohen. Maybe Rav Yosef was makbid because the Brice mentions things that aren't edible, like tavlin. And Rav Yosef held you can't make an Eruv with that. So Rav couldn't have said v'chein le'eruv on those things that are mentioned in the Brice because some of them you can't make an Eruv with b'chal. Hilka v'chein le'eruv lo alo itmar. Couldn't be that Rav said that on this brisa. So Marcus can't say that, because in the Mishnah also there are things that aren't edible, the way they are. Like chitim and sorim, you can't make an Eruv with that either. So when Rav said v'chein le'eruv, he didn't mean that part of the Mishnah or the brisa. So again, what's the difference if he said it on the brisa or he said it on the Mishnah? The bottom line is the same thing. Ela mishum dektoni chatzi log yayin, dehainu shtei revios. Chatzi log is two quarters, two revios of a log. And Rav said the same shear by an Eruv of two revios of Yayin. So it's mistaber that when Rav said his halacha, he said it on the Mishnah, which mentions mamish the same shear that he holds for wine for an Eruv. Okay. Ki Omar Rav, the chain le'eruv, Shman Omar Mar, umbazun shtei sudos le'eruv, that you need the amount that you eat by two meals, that's the shear of an eruv. Sover of Yosef le'meimer, adik a suda mehai, the suda mehai. If you have two different things, so you need a full suda from one of them, and a full suda from the other. In other words, not mitzvah. You can have two different things, but each one has to be a full suda, a total two sudas from both of them together. No, it's mitzvah. Even if you have a quarter of a suda from this, and a quarter of a suda from that, and another thing, what's it called with a quarter, another quarter, and then another four things with a quarter is also okay. As long as total, you have enough for two meals between all the things, that's enough. Rashi, suda mehai, beis och le mitzvah from le'eruv. That means that only two different foods can mitzvah, because you need at least one full meal from each cart. Abu Gimel Vitalid the Lekas Suda Mikol Chadlo. You can't have four different things mitzvah, because then you don't have at least one full meal from any of them. Samara says no. It's even the Mech Shlishish Revia. Okay. Gufa. Omar Rab Ma'arvin B'Shtei Revio Shel Yayin. How much do you need? A revius of wine is the amount you drink with one meal, and two revius is the amount you drink with two meals. Marcus says, "Umibo in and kulei. You need two full revias. That's how much people eat with a meal." But Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, "Yain kedei lechol bo. Yain is enough to eat a meal with, right? Or to eat two meals with. And that's not. You don't need a full revias. Chometz kedei l'tabu bo. Chometz enough to dip in. You don't need a full amount that you're going to eat a full meal of chometz. But however much chometz you use as a dip, that's how much you need for an eruv." Zeisim ubitzolim kedei lechol bohen shtei sudos. Same thing with zeisim ubitzolim. Enough to eat. How much you eat at a meal of these things? Zemara says hasam bechavrim avashla. Over there, it's talking by wine that was cooked. And cooked wine, according to what Rashi learns, is more chashuv, and therefore you eat less of it. Rashi. Yain kedei lechol bo, lishros bo pas, mozum besudos. How much wine do you need? Enough to dip in the bread and use it as a dip. So that's much less wine than two revis. Right? So chometz kedei l'tabel bo basar, mozum besudos. Chometz used to dip the meat into. So as much chometz as you use for a condiment for a meal of, what's it called, two meals of meat. Kedei lechol bohen, l'lafis benes apas, to besudos. Right, when you only need a small amount of wine to dip your bread into, that's bechamra mavushal kamar. The choshev lafisbo. Boiled wine is more choshev. That was used as a dip. So you only need as much to dip two meals worth into the wine. Avachamra b'al, regular wine, which is not boiled, is used for drinking. Then bo'in liosbo shtias beisudos. Then what you do with it, you don't dip into it, you drink it. So you need enough that you drink with two meals, which is a revius at each meal. The hainu beis revius. Omer mar chometz kedel tabel bo, omer av gidl, omer rav kedel tabel bo mozen shtei sudos. What it means is how much you need of to accompany two meals as a dip. So shtei sudos shel yerek, right? They used to dip their vegetables in the chometz, so as much food. As much chometz as you need with two meals of vegetables, that's how much is an erev. Ikad diamri omrav gidl omrav yerek hanechol b'shtei sudos. Right, the what's it called? How much yerek it is that you eat at two sudos? That's how much chometz you need to be able to dip those things. It's probably the same thing, just said it differently. Mozon beis sudos yerek. Shekol hasuda min hayerek. The suda is with the yerakos. The chometz is only the dip. So how much dip you need for two sudas of yerek? Yerek hanechov beis sudos bepas. So the difference is like this. The first one is you need two full meals of vegetables. And how much you would dip in that is a little bit more than the amount of vegetables you would eat if you're eating also bread. And then you need only the chometz to dip the vegetables you'd eat with two meals of bread, which is less. Where it says, "Ube b'tzolim mima'arvin," can use onions for an erev. But Tanya on Reb Shimon ben Elazar, pam achas shavas Reb Meir be'erdiska. Right, one time Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, one time Reb Meir made Shabbos in erdiska. Ubo adam echad lefanav, and a guy came to him in erdiska. Omer lo Rebbe, rafti b'tzolim l'tivin. I made an erev here in erdiska from my house. What's it called, to be able to walk to Tivin on Shabbos with the onions. I made the Erev with onions. Rav Meir said, your Erev is no good. You can't make an Erev with onions. And therefore, you're, what's it called, you're out of your 2,000 Amos. Right? You thought you have another 2,000 Amos from where you put your onions. You're out of your 2,000 Amos now, right? Because your onions didn't help, and therefore you're not allowed to walk more than Arba Amos. So, what's it called? Stay. He made him stay within Arba Amos. He couldn't walk out of Arba Amos the rest of Shabbos. So you see that the onions can't be an Erev. Lokasha. Hoba olim hobi mahos. You can't use the leaves of onions. They're not healthy. But the regular onion itself, that you can use. Titanya ocho botso. The hishkimu mace. Ein omrim mima mace. The guy ate onions and he died on the spot. We don't ask what he died from. You don't have to make an autopsy. You know for sure he died from the onions. That's if he ate the leaves of the onions. But when it comes to the onion itself, that's not dangerous. That's not harmful. And even with the leaves, that's only if the onion hasn't grown at least a zeres. But if it grew a zeres, that shear, then what's it called? Then it's also, even the leaves are okay. Okay. The guy came on Shabbos from outside the Tchum. by an Eruv that he made from his house to Tivin, and Erdiska was within that, but outside of his 2,000 Amas. V'hoye Erdiska ba'alpayim Ama shebein Eruv ala Tivin. Erdiska was in the middle. It was between his Alpayim Ama and Tivin. And therefore he put the Eruv in Erdiska, and he could walk from there till Tivin. V'hoshivu Rameir b'dalat Amosa v'osrola lotzeis v'lozut m'komo. He wasn't allowed to move out of his place. Midalat Amosa. Shaya omid bohem b'shash she'ela. Tekesover lav Eruvu. He held it was not an Eruv. V'nim tse yotze chutz l'tchum below Eruv. The Maisa, the guy went out of his tchum by accident, by mistake, without an Eruv. Usnam the kamom perik mushiel tziu ain loel adal amas. A person who leaves the tchum even b'shoge only can walk 4 amas. He has to stay within his adal amas. Alin lo chashive v'roim lechol. The leaves of the onions are not choshev. You can't make an eruv with them, and they're also not good to eat. They're not choshev because they're not good to eat. Delo ivtzul ziris shelo gadlu zeris. Then yeshlam eris levatzel. If they haven't grown a zeris, they have a what's it called, a poison or a very sharp it's not poisonous, but it's dangerous. But if it grew already a zeris, then the sap isn't that poisonous anymore.